A couple of weather disturbances will bring opportunities for snow across portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest, but the bigger storm system is probably still a few days away. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do have a little frontal boundary that is working its way in our direction, and it's currently in Saskatchewan and Montana, maybe beginning to impact a small part of northwestern North Dakota, but it will be still several hours before it starts creeping into our immediate listening area. We're seeing a lot of sunshine right now in the eastern Dakotas and northern parts of Minnesota, at least northwestern Minnesota, but there's a little batch of clouds in west central Minnesota that's holding back the temperatures a little bit this hour. Temperatures are running mostly in the teens and a few lower 20s. Most of the warmest temperatures are actually in east central and south central parts of North Dakota, and a little pocket maybe along the Minnesota east central South Dakota border. But the winds are out of the south, and we are going to look for that frontal system coming in from the northwest. So as we go forward through the afternoon, we are expecting to see some increased cloud cover to take place, and we're most likely going to run into a bit of a light snow event taking place as we move forward through the night tonight. Now, a little bit of that snow may start this evening, but it'll be mostly overnight. We'll look for a dusting to an inch, maybe two in a few counties. Shouldn't be much greater than that. But as we go forward in time, there's a larger disturbance that will be coming across the area, and that comes in this weekend, and it will probably bring on with it a little bit more meaningful snowfall and a little bit more generalized across the area. So that system, the timing of it right now looks like it'll begin to press into the region on Friday night going into Saturday morning. And by the time we get to Saturday afternoon, snow should be falling in most of North Dakota and some of the immediate neighboring areas of both South Dakota and Minnesota. But by evening Saturday, the snow will be expanding across a larger part of our listening area and will continue with us into Sunday. The snowfall is not that great. It's just a little bit more widespread than what we're going to see across the region tonight. And the snowfall that's expected to occur will probably be in the 1 to 3 inch range. There may be a county or two out in central North Dakota that could come up with something a little bit greater. Immediately following that event will be another punch of cold air, and that will likely be with us for a little while going into early next week. The temperatures near term won't be too bad. We're expecting to see tomorrow afternoon's highs in the 20s and 30s across the region. We'll likely see them gradually turn cooler as time moves along, with the coldest air will hold off until Sunday and Monday, when we'll see single digits and teens in the north and some teens in the south. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.